From Studio Live in Cumberland, BC, you're listening to the Edible Valley Podcast, where we explore the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser, and today we're doing things a little different because we've got good old Blaine Prose is back with us to do a little interviewing for us.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? It's good to be in studio again. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you're going to lead this because you're going to be interviewing us.
Yeah, sure.
And we should just go around the table here.
And introduce ourselves, sure.
Yes.
Okay, starting with me. I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett. Not tonight. I'm the guest, Darren Howlett. And sitting with...
Sarah Walsh. From Prontissima Pasta.
Yeah. And so we're letting out a little bit of big news on the show tonight. Myself and Darren have approached Sarah about joining up and being part of Prontissima Pasta.
What? That's exciting news.
I know. It's new.
This is official now.
It's official now.
So. I think we've all been dancing around this for almost 2 years. We've been talking. That was when the first talk started happening about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And even... John and I, a little bit before that.
That's
right.
Five years ago.
Yeah, I approached her. I was like, so you're interested in selling maybe? Well, maybe, but... And it's been sort of just an ongoing thing. And so now we've joined up in a three-way partnership. And
yeah, I finally realized I'm not really ready to completely let go of my third baby.
Yeah.
And we're not really willing to let you let go of that
baby. No, I think... I mean, I know that... Sorry, that's just habit. I'm going to just keep asking
Just
questions.
Talk, guys.
Good interviewing, Blaine.
Yeah, you bet.
When we first talked about it a couple of years ago, there was it was how we were going to buy it off you. It was, this is what our offer. This is how John and I are going to buy this off you. And I remember you being like, oh, I like the idea, but I don't like the idea. And we sort of danced around all the possibilities. And then it just sort of, we had to all let go of it because it just wasn't working as it was. And it wasn't until we started talking again. And then you said, but what if I stay on? We were all like, hey, like that works. Like that makes it all work. It works for everybody, you know, instead of approaching you to buy it, if it approached you as a partnership. And so here we are.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's exciting, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy for all three of you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're really excited about it. Yeah. We're on the home stretch.
Yes, so there's still some little details to fill in, but it's basically...
Yeah, basically of September 28th, Prontissima has two new partners.
Cool.
Two new faces with our original face
to
keep the place going, and yeah, it should be a fun trip. So I guess people are kind of wondering what we're going to do.
Yeah, what are you going to do there? This is my questions. I'm the interviewer.
I know.
That's right.
So why don't we do a little bit of, as Prontissima is now, tell us a little bit about it. Because you were on the show 2 years ago, I think.
Back in the Jet FM
days. I don't know. It was forever ago.
Three and a bit years ago.
So anyway, why don't you just give us a recap of what you're doing now?
Yeah. I mean, basically it comes down to a balance of motherhood and entrepreneurship. And the business came first. And then I started having babies, and I basically had to adjust my business model to fit in with family life. And in doing that, I managed to keep it at bay, but it's definitely bursting at the seams. I'm out of my kind of mommy fog, baby fog. My brain's coming back, and Prontissima is bursting at the seams, but I still don't want to completely give up being at home with my children. So I've been trying to just keep a business going part-time, which is really hard to do because it really needs and wants to go full-time.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, I don't even go out looking for clients. They come to me and I never say no, but right. I'm not looking for more business because I only have ever taken on what I can handle.
Right.
Taken on what I can handle. So this is an opportunity where both John and Darren have been clients of mine, and we've developed a business/friendship through the years. And all of a sudden the timing, just like we said, we talked about it for years and different things and different scenarios. And when we started chatting in April and May, the timing just felt really right for a partnership. Mm-hmm. So this is giving Prontissima a chance to open Monday to Friday in our little outlet shop as well as taking on more clients and expanding outside of the Comox Valley.
Right. Super.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really good.
And I guess, I mean, the model that I have going currently has always been majority of our business is wholesale. And it's been a building block for a fantastic gourmet meal in a restaurant. So I have lots of restaurant clients and chefs that have worked with me through the years that I've worked with. And John has some ideas that would be nice to hear about in terms of following the same business model of creating wonderful, natural, homemade products that are gourmet quality, but they're building blocks. Right. So you're still giving the people or the chefs the power to be the creators of the whole entire meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saving time. And
That's always been my struggle. I guess, I mean, for me, this has been, I've been shooting my mouth off on these podcasts about everything. And so this sort of feels like it gives me the opportunity to fulfill on what I've been talking about, you know, being able to get some of those local products and get them to the chefs and work through that way, creating that bridge between the two of them. I'm really excited that, you know, I always find myself in my home kitchen, drives me nuts because nothing's prepared for me there. It's like
you've done all this prep at work and
I get home and I'm like, I still have to peel carrots and onions. Like this is driving me crazy. So I'm hoping that this is going to give me that opportunity to build some of those building blocks so that people at home can take the food or other restaurants can get a hold of something, stocks and soups and some starters for what they're doing. I really want to encourage cooking at home. I think,
yeah,
it's nothing better than a home cooked meal. I don't think anyone can argue with me on that fact. So I think this is, and this is a quick, easy meal too. So, and I love pasta. So this is nice to work.
Yeah. And people can cook pasta. It's a great platform to start with, you know?
Yeah.
And so John and I started talking a couple of years ago, especially when we were coming in and around Sarah, seeing if she wanted to sell us her business. That was just it. We were talking about a business based around building blocks of food, more or less, not necessarily take home meals that were ready to go, but here's a couple of components that added to a couple of things you might have lying around at home, instantly becomes an amazing meal.
Do gourmet yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And we had talked about that and we had talked about where we could go with it and what it would take to start that up. And when we realized that first time around where things just weren't going to mesh at that time, John and I kept on going and hammering out where we were going to go with this, what we were going to do with it, how we were going to do. And we thought we'd have to start, we were going to start in a completely other area and still end up in the same general vicinity at the end. And as we started, kept developing the ideas of doing this fine foods organization of what have you, then again, the timing was perfect. We all ran into each other and it was like, well, maybe we can make it work with the pasta.
Yeah,
like,
and these guys were talking about using my kitchen and possibly sharing staff with me.
Yeah.
And then we just were like, well, maybe it's just time that we join forces.
Yeah, yeah, so it's exciting.
And
it's,
we've done a project together.
Yeah.
The pop-up.
Right, we did. We've worked together now. We got that under our belt, make sure that we actually, under stress, aren't at each other's throats. We all work well together.
Yeah, and we use that actually as a fundraiser for the podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast.
Pop-up dinner. So that is actually paid for all of our podcasts for the last...
Yeah.
Actually, probably the last 10 episodes.
Last 10 episodes we played with paper by that, yeah.
Yeah, and that was exciting. I think we realized that we all had something to offer. And
yeah, for sure. I mean, absolutely. You know, I sometimes feel like I'm the one that has the least amount to offer, but I also think that I've got a lot of gusto and I think that I've got
energy.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the energy and I've got some business acumen. I mean, this is the fourth business that I've owned, I think, partially owned. And I think that it's just worked out. I mean, with your expertise and then and Sarah's got all these fantastic connections and I'm just like, okay, well now we're going to start selling to the Lower Island and now we're going to start selling to the Upper Island. And
Darren's been a big supporter for the pasta. I mean, he's had a little business going where he's supplying hot lunches to schools,
right,
selling it to them and they're in turn selling it off to the students and their families. And since he started doing that, he started using Prontissima pasta. And I thought that was so cool that he wasn't going down to Superstore and buying, you know, kilos of dried macaroni.
It all comes back to our kids. I was in a what do they call them? The PAC, the parent associations. Mm-hmm. We're sitting in on a parent association meeting, the PAC meeting. And they were talking about how, I'm not going to say the local restaurant, but there was a local, restaurant's a loose term. But there was a local restaurant that was going to, they were talking, it was an order of business. They were like, well, he's going to sell us pasta, you know, and it's going to be $5 for a portion. It's dried pasta. He's refusing to serve it in anything except for styrofoam. We have to pick it up. And it's all like, it was all ingredients bought from, the lowest common denominator. And I just sat up and I said, this is awful. We can get fresh pasta, local meats, local vegetables. The sauces will all be made of local ingredients. I can bring it to you in compostable or recyclable containers. I can have it delivered all for cheaper than what this guy's offering. And they were like, oh, well, what do you stand to gain? And I'm like, right now, nothing, but I can put it together if you want. And that's where it started. It's just because I wanted my kids to eat better. I just didn't want them eating that crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and good, yeah, and that's where, that's, you're right. Like, that's where our relationship really started. I think I was renting space off you at the time, but we didn't really know each other well, maybe. But then that whole hot lunch thing developed and we started to really collaborate.
I think that's where I was like, you need to go talk to Sarah. Cause he's like, I need space to rent. And I'm like, well, talk to Sarah. And then, cause that was when you had the, seafood.
Oh yeah.
That was our last podcast.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had lots of empty kitchen time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had lots of space and that's when it started. And then, I even worked for you one day.
You did. that was fun.
Ditching up pasta and delivering it. And
yeah, it was. It was great.
Yeah. But and yeah, last year was my first year as a mother in the school system. My eldest daughter started kindergarten. And I absolutely had no time to give to any sort of parent organizations. And they're kind of hunting me and I was kind of dodging them because I was like, oh my God, I can barely even handle my life. Don't ask me to do anything. And then towards the end of the year, I caught wind that because I do one hot lunch at Puntledge School a month. And I caught wind that this month was going to be a mac and cheese. So I quickly sent messages off to the hunters. And I said, look, I can't donate time, but if you're doing mac and cheese, please let me donate the pasta. I can't bear to think of these guys all eating dried pasta. And so they didn't get back to me very quickly. And then they got back to me and they needed like an insane amount of pasta in like 12 hours.
Yeah.
So
I know at Puntledge, they were like, yeah, other schools may order 100 lunches. We order about 400, 450 when it's time. So yeah.
So I just said, yeah, I'll do it. And I pulled it off. And the cool thing is that the woman who is in charge of the hot lunches, that one of the parents, the moms that's in charge of hot lunches, she's taken it on because she really believes in giving kids good, wholesome food. And that's her passion. And she has four kids herself.
Yeah.
And she's trying to run this. So I just said, because it's a fundraiser every month, I said, well, I'll donate the pasta and I'll call Natural Pastures Cheese and I'm sure I can get Doug to donate some cheese.
Right.
And within, probably less than 24 hours, we had a quarter of a wheel of Courtney cheddar donated, a whole load of kilos of Prontissima pasta. And
yeah, that was fantastic.
And a lot of happy kids.
A lot of happy kids. I had parents sending me messages saying, my kid was asking for seconds and they wanted more. And
we'll have
a tie there because that's going to
We're going to be continuing all that. We're going to be continuing with the hot lunches with all the elementary schools just because, we believe in it, right? All of us. And that's the great thing, I think, is that it wasn't always a matter of whether we could work together because I think that we all come from the same place. We all have the same goals and wants and needs as far as how we interact with the community.
What a great way to give back to the community, too, by doing that.
Yeah.
Helping the kids and giving them good food, and you're kind of working towards future customers, right?
Yeah.
Because the big corporate food people do it. So,
and we do. We already have a ton of parents that come up to us at the market, and they're like, "Our kids will not eat any other pasta now.
Yeah,
it has to be
fantastic."
Yours. Oh, sorry, but I'm not really.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so our plan with the hot lunch is there's a whole menu. It's not just pasta.
That's right. Yeah, we moved into a full menu.
It is for profit, but then as well as that, we are planning our I don't know if it's a manifesto or a plan or a goal, is to offer every school that signs up with us one donated hot lunch a month, or sorry, a year for each school that's with us, that they can choose a fundraiser of their choice for their school.
Yeah.
And we'll donate everything for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. I find I don't get much time to give back for my child. I just get to spend time with her. So, you know, it's going to feel good to be able to give her some
for
of that
sure.
And her school. So,
mm-hmm.
And all the schools, you know, so it's a good community thing. So
super.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that we were talking about, you know, which ways we're going to develop and which ways we're going to grow. And I think that we're going to go spatially. We're going to go, we're going to start taking things island wide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're going to also sort of expand on products. Again, not the pasta. The pasta is golden. The pasta is fully developed. It's perfect as it is, I think. Mm-hmm. I think
we
though
may
that
play with some flavors.
Yeah, there might. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
We get to create again.
Sarah's excited to create.
So. I'm kind of excited about some of the things that we've talked about. Not necessarily like the proteins, the meats, the whatever that we'll be offering, but just some of the other ancillary products. Like, you know, we were talking about doing confit garlic and, you know, just some of the other garnishes and little ingredients that you sort of finish off your dish that we're going to start doing and offering. I'm pretty excited about those. So.
Yeah, not many people know that Prontissima actually has an outlet retail shop on it, similar style to Natural Pastures cheese. So while we're there making the product and producing, the shop's open and you can come in and buy direct.
Right.
When I started Prontissima, it was in the back of my house. I had a little, basically converted the laundry room into a pasta factory. And towards the end of the time at the house, people were coming to the house to get what they wanted. And I had no problem with it, but they, I think, felt like they were intruding. So when I needed to expand and have more space and moved off out of my house, it was important that I had a retail shop.
Mm-hmm.
We're up in Tintown, so it's not like prime retail spot, but we do get people. It's a destination. People do come. And it's always been designed to be a one-stop shop idea. So I never wanted it to be that people come get their pasta and their sauce, and then they're like, oh, well, we don't have Parmesan at home, or we don't have olive oil, or we need a little appy. So we have all kinds of things that, like, we have, like, Estevan tunas, cold smoked tuna loin, so with fancy Italian crackers, so they can have a tuna loin on the cracker with a caper. We sell capers. And then we have Bonino gelato for dessert, so you can have your appy, your pasta dinner.
Yeah, and then and not only that, again, the idea, I like the idea, too, that you had where, so you can come in, you can pick up a pesto, you can pick up a sauce, or whatever to go with your pasta. Of course, there's the wide range of pastas, but then there's also, you've got the proteins there. You've got the Estevan tuna, you've got Butcher's Block, some of their greatest stuff. I mean, you've got all the various, what was it? There's some turkey sausage in there right now. We've got some of their lean meat.
All kinds of local meats from directly from Butcher's Block, and their house-made sausage, which we quickly discovered just goes awesome with pasta. So you can have a fantastic meal with just pasta and pesto. But if you want to add to it and have a protein with it,
that's where I'm. That's what I'm excited about doing. I want to product develop in there. I've got lots of ideas of what we can do through there.
Maybe a little in-house sausage making.
Yeah.
Always adding extra work.
That's that's my hobby right now. I took that. I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago. Like, that's my big product, or my big thing right now is I'm just experimenting with sausage making at home. So we'll see what ends up happening down the road.
Yeah, and then John has ideas for. What, Mondays with Chef John?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I have to put in a solid day.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have to, I actually want to be in the store.
It's the only day you get to put in a solid day.
We're making John work on his one day off a week.
And I'm kind of excited about it, because I want to be at the store, and I'm going to be making pasta and trying new things out there and prepping the kitchen for the week and that. But I also think it's going to be a great opportunity to meet with people who are using the product and have people come in and ask me questions, and maybe I can help them through a dinner idea or give them some suggestions on how they can work or how they can make a proper bechamel sauce or how a nice tomato sauce they could do or what they could add to a specific pasta just to get a nice flavor to it. And not that Sarah is... that has a great detail and
yeah, but people are love that. They're always wanting recipe ideas, and that's been part of my dream. Was actually, I even have recipe cards that were designed by my graphic designer to be able to hand out people recipes, based on what's in the shop. Right. You don't have to go anywhere else. Here it is. Go down the list. They love that, and they go home and they make it, and it's like took them maybe 20 minutes total.
Yeah.
And they have this whole meal, but to have like a chef behind us, people are just going to, they're going to love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as connecting with all the other chefs, because yeah. I'm lucky in my position that I get to meet everyone in all the restaurants, and I get to talk shop with them all the time. So it's going to be nice to be able to be on that thing and be like, hey, are you looking for a solution in here? Mm-hmm. I know this fresh pasta place.
And that's how
place.
We met. That's the, through.
Yeah.
The Chefs Association.
Mm-hmm. Through the Chefs Association, which is...
I did a pasta demo.
Yes.
That was the first time I met you. Yeah. I wooed John with the fresh pasta.
I'm like, this is good stuff.
And yeah. Lo and behold, the Atlas started ordering fresh pasta.
Oh, I love that. For me, it's always been... and I try and bring it into my fresh sheet so I can really feature it and I can really promote it and be like, here's my special pass the night.
Yeah,
and just for the record, he did that well before he was contemplating buying in.
I guess I gotta say too, like as somebody that's on the front line at Atlas, and we do move a lot of food. We have a lot of people that come through, a lot of people ordering a lot of food.
And you are one of the salespeople. Right. That's what your job
is. And I have to say that, of course, I've had a completely different approach over the last few weeks, last few months, knowing what we were moving towards. Just observing, because we almost always have some prontissima pasta on the menu. And I've actually scaled back. I push it less. I don't want to get accused of pushing a product that I partially own.
Sounds like
Atlas
someone else that works
at
the...
pasta sales are going down since you guys joined him.
But it's been amazing. I've just sat back and watched. And instead, normally I would ask, you know, how did you enjoy, you know, and blah, 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 engage in a little light conversation. I maybe go a little deeper now just to see, you know, what they liked about the dish, if they did, you know. And I've noticed...
I heard there was a couple in the other night that was yeah. nuts over it. No, winemakers?
There's been the last couple of weeks. It's been amazing. It's been and reassuring, you know, if anything else, like just everybody's reaction to it. I don't say it. I don't mention to them at all now that I have any hand in it unless it's an opportune moment. But just sort of getting into the mentality of what people like, what they like about it, why they like it, why, how they thought it was different. And it's fantastic. It's like a really big pat on the back. I'm like, yeah, all right, we're going in the right direction. This is definitely the way things are going.
You know what? I'm kind of excited because the other day I was actually like, I made everything in that dish.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like it was like the first, like I made the pasta that day.
Right. And you braised that beef and you did.
I cooked that pasta off and I braised that beef and I, everything. And
that's
always been
scratch.
One of the,
Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool the other day, cause John's been pasta making training with me for a few months now.
She's been drilling me. like crumble. Apple crumble. You see how it squeezes? Mm. That's how we want. Mm. Can I go? No. I learned that
I'm making
the
him
spinach
get up at 7 a.m. and make pasta before he goes and works a 10-hour shift at the outlet.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But the cool thing was the other day, he doesn't normally come in on Thursdays, and I said, today's your opportunity to do flavors. Like as soon as we get in there, every pasta we're making is a flavored pasta, because we start often with our traditional egg and then work into the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, I'm there. And so he got to do all the flavors, and he did need pasta for the Atlas that day. And I said, well, you choose, like what shape, what flavor do you want? What shape do you want? So...
Neat.
He did the whole thing and
custom ordered,
custom
and custom
ordered.
Built by you.
And then he delivered it.
He did the delivery
tell
too.
Trent, you're saving on delivery.
Saving nice. On deliveries, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I bagged it.
I've been liking that part. Making the pasta and then actually being delivering it. Like I just like seeing the reaction again. Not saying that I was like I had a hand in it, but
mm-hmm. yeah. No, Darren. Darren's had more experience with the flavors. That's why I was like when I was telling you something. Like, I think. This is stuff I've told Darren. I'm assuming you know, but because Darren's been coming in when in between his five other jobs and helping make pasta, and also we've helped each other out where I've looked after his kids once, and then he does a slew of pasta deliveries for me so that I can actually go on a week holiday with my family. And
that's the other thing I think that was another thing that definitely probably sold you on the whole idea of moving things forward, was just the idea that we worked in. We all take very long holidays now.
Yeah. We all have kids.
Yeah.
And we want to give each other
time with our kids.
I don't know about you. We have to work on you. But
we'll work on you.
Yeah. We're trying to give each other some lifestyle as well as following our dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super. So what do you guys foresee in the near future moving forward here?
Well, I think we're just hoping to lock everything down.
Yeah.
And make sure everything's running in the right direction. I think we want to stay focused on the pasta and make sure we get out to some new customers and able to open that up and just getting the storefront open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we all have, like, we've got agreed goals of what we all want to do, but then we all have little goals that we've sort of taken under our wing, little pet projects. I think that's definitely, I want to expand our reach, but I don't want to go too far too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, just the last few days being in the shop, actually dealing with people that come into the shop to pick up pasta and just talking with them more, I want to develop that more. I want to develop that relationship more of the people that just walk through the door and just get them interested in what we're doing and trying to get more people to come through that door.
You know what I'm secretly want to do?
What?
I just want to sit behind the table at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get John Saturday. Have a lazy Saturday
behind the...
You know what? No, like, I just want to be on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
Like, I'm usually the guy walking. So what do you got there? That looks good. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, just so people know, like, the farmer's market is definitely what launched Prontissima, and I have the utmost respect for that organization and what they give to small businesses. They give us a real platform to launch ourselves.
Yep.
There's not many other shops in the Comox Valley where you get thousands of people through in 3 hours.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
In a sense, it's been a really big launching pad, and we plan to continue definitely on that. Darren and I, my parents have generously been helping out on the Saturday markets, and they'll probably still be able to, but Darren and I are going to try to let them off the hook a little bit more and do it together. And then
the face of the market.
Possibly pull John in for the 2 hours before he starts work on the Saturday.
We're just going to keep stretching him.
Yeah.
Stretching him, stretching him.
Actually, that's one thing I'd like to say that you've done with the business is that you've brought other businesses into your business to share the space. You've got the naan bread.
Yeah, Bhaji Naan.
Yeah.
Makes their naan bread out of our...
Yeah.
We've got Fred from Tin Town Tacos, and he works out of our kitchen.
And then we've brought in a couple of friends along with us. We've got Ivan's Truffles coming, and we have Healing Bliss with Dana and Jeremy Hook. So
we're becoming a bit of a community kitchen as
well. Yeah. We just want to take everybody up with us. We're sort of like, hey, we're all going to be successful together. Let's all do it.
Yeah, it's hard for small businesses to all come up with a food safe kitchen on their own.
Yeah.
It can be really expensive to rent. A lot of kitchens charge about $100 a day.
Wow.
We're trying to come in under that and charge only 70 for a day rate. Just to help people when they have a set few products they need to work on and they need a food safe kitchen to launch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely exciting too, to help our friends get there too, become successful.
Because we don't have to be running the pasta machines 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yeah.
Might be nice.
Yet.
On that note, we've got a couple of clients in Campbell River that have been waiting for pasta. We haven't been able to service yet, and we've got a new restaurant opening in Port Alberni that they're kind of, it's an agreed contract. They're opening at the end of September, start of October, and their feature is pasta.
Oh, wow.
So
And it kind of, he called up at just the right time. Yes.
I think it may have been my first day of making pasta there, and she's like, we can talk about this.
we can service. Yeah, 40 kilos a week. You look at John. Sure. Yeah.
Super. Well, that's fantastic. That's really good news, guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited for all of you.
Thanks. Yeah. And thanks for sitting in the interview.
Hey, piece of cake. Just like old times.
Just like old times. Eh?
All right. Well, thanks.
So how can we find Prontissima Pasta?
Well, we're up in Courtney's Tin Town. It's really only about a 5-minute drive from downtown. A lot of people are not quite sure where it is, but It's off of Cousins Avenue on Rosewell Crescent, and we're 2384 Unit C, right near the dance school and the music school. And we are, as of October 5th, we'll be open Monday through Friday, 12 till 6, and we'll be at the farmers market on Saturday morning from 9 to 12.
Super. That's good.
And you can find us at www.prontissimapasta.com.
Great.
And on Facebook.
I'll let you do the outro, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. Don't forget to check us out online at theediblevalley.com, as well as check out our Facebook page and anywhere else. And we're always graciously looking for support to help keep this podcast going. So thanks for listening.